40 years ago this spring, American soldiers left Vietnam for good. Today, we're remembering that war and its legacy. And there's still plenty of people who are coming to terms with it. For instance, Carl Marlantis is a decorated Marine. He was awarded 2 Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. In 1969, he was dropped into the middle of a jungle in charge of a platoon. He was 23 years old, and he says he was psychologically and spiritually unprepared for what happened. Today, Carl Marlantis is still working through it.
You don't want to take another human life. So the way that we sort of trick ourselves in combat is that we sort of get into the mental state that that person that you're about to kill is actually not a person. You know, words like gook, towelhead, ragtop, damn Yankee, you name them, and nigger, Jew. We have all these things in our culture that allows us to make the other person, non-human. I call it pseudo-speciating. It's a big word, but basically it's just what it allows you to do is pull the trigger on somebody who at that moment you don't really think is human. Because if it was human, you would hesitate and it would be much harder. I had an experience where this broke down and that haunted me some 20 years after the war. We happened to just be no more than about 10 or 15 feet apart, and he had been throwing grenades at me and my friends and had wounded badly one of my friends, and we were throwing them back and had killed one of his friends who was in the hole, and I had snuck up on the side so I could get a shot at him to stop this, and I was looking at him right across the barrel of the M16, and he stood up with the hand grenade already ready to pull the primer. And we locked eyes. And that's very unusual. And I kept saying to myself, and I was whispering out loud, I wish I could speak Vietnamese. Don't throw it. If you don't throw it, I won't pull the trigger. Don't throw it. If you don't pull it, I won't pull the trigger. I did not want to do that. He just snarled at me and threw it. And I pulled the trigger. 20 years later, I'm driving down I-5, 2 in the morning, country music on the radio, a nice little bubble of warmth in the car. And those 2 eyes appeared in the windshield. You can't get the job done if you're completely in the throes of an emotional state. That's not going to work, and so you cut it off. But on the other hand, you still are a human being, and you have experienced this. And in order to integrate it without damage to yourself, you do have to start to feel it, because the way that a lot of people take care of it, which we need to watch for in our culture, is numbing through alcohol, drugs, suicide. It's a good way to stop feeling things. So that's why it's important that you tell the young soldier that it's going to be okay. You're going to feel this, but that's good. This is called getting through it, not, oh, you're terrible, you're breaking down. And we have a lot of that problem. I mean, the current military has a problem. Guys are afraid to go in and get help for PTSD because if it says unstable on their record, they're not going to get a promotion. So, I mean, it's very hard. I think there's a definite debate going on in the military now. It's the other side is coming up, and I think will eventually work its way through and succeed.
Carl Marlantis is a decorated Marine who was awarded 2 Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. He's the author of the novel Matterhorn and the nonfiction book What It Is Like to Go to War.